Joining me now live in studio, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
Well, you know, as we talk over the years, because you're a regular guest here and we appreciate you coming on, it always amazes me how many different programs you have going on through your office. It's not just, prosecute criminals, get them through the courts. You have so many other programs. I'm not even aware of a lot of them. One of them I am aware of is your mock trial group, which I know has been very big here in the town of Marshfield with so many kids that are interested in a career as a prosecutor, a defense attorney, but they get a real experience to see what it's like with mock trial. If people are not familiar with that, what is it?
Yeah, really what it is, it's a program designed to help kids make good decisions and understand what a poor decision can lead to. So we go to schools and we do a mock trial. We have mock judges. We take the kids and make them the witnesses in the case, and usually the case is about bullying or drugs that may happen at a party and things such as that. And we show what can happen during a course of a trial and when an individual is going to be subsequently found, guilty, and what the parameters may be. And, usually at the end of the show, we'll have a police officer will always be involved, usually the DARE officer. And then usually the person who is the main culprit will be arrested and walked away to cheers from all of his friends. And it's actually pretty cool because all the kids get together and we take pictures. And I tell all the kids that I may be yelling at them because I usually do it when I cross-examine them, but it's all part of the show.
What kind of reaction do you get? Are some of these kids really surprised about how serious and intense it can be?
I think they really are. I think sometimes it's an eye-opener to them. They don't know other than what they see on television many times as to what police officers do or district attorneys, which is a foreign substance to them, or trying to make sure that we can keep people safe and keep victims safe. And I think they have a better understanding of what our jobs are and what we try to do in the community.
What about cybersecurity? I know that they're in cyber sense. I know a lot of times your office has done multiple programs over the years with this. When you go in and talk about kids how to be safe or safer online, I mean, it seems like as the technology changes and even kids get much more sophisticated about how to use it, that becomes tougher.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing CyberSense for years and years, and it's usually geared to middle school kids, but I think now what we find is that because most kids now online, we need to revamp the way our program, so we'll be revamping it to go at children even younger, so the kids who are in kindergarten and first grade, maybe kids who are Zooming now, to let them understand that, the internet is a great educational opportunity to get a lot of good information, but there are also bad people out there, and we need to make sure that we help make sure our kids get the information that they need while at the same time they're not wandering into areas where they'd be dealing with people who are not who they say they are.
And I know sometimes we hear anecdotally here from a lot of parents that, kids that get involved with, say, they're being bullied at school, they used to be able to get a break at the end of the day when they went home. Now it continues online with kids back and forth. And even, say, over, have a Christmas vacation break.
Absolutely.
Give kids a chance, calm down, cool down, get away from the situation. That seems like nobody gets a break from that anymore. You've got to see the fallout from that.
Absolutely. And when you talk to school superintendents, you talk to teachers, it's not unusual when the kids come back from vacation, whatever the vacation may be, which normally is a very quiet, tranquil time. Nowadays, it's not unusual to see people who have been banging heads on the social media go at each other immediately on day one. So there is that constant need for individuals, unfortunately, to get out there, whether it be on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, whatever the social media program is at this point, to get things out there and to talk. And what we try to explain to everybody is the internet, like I said, great educational tool, but it's not anonymous. And if you do things out there that you shouldn't be doing, we will find out who's doing it, and making sure that we can try to hold people accountable and protect people who may be getting, in trouble.
And on a positive fun note, I know you've done this before, having a family fun day. I believe you did that in Brockton. It involves school supplies. Tell me a little bit about that, and are you doing that again this year?
Yeah, we'll be doing that again this year on August 29th at Tukas Park in Brockton from 11 to 4. We're working with George Brickhaus, who's a community leader, a coach, a man who comes from many of our Safe Streets meeting regarding the urban violence in the city of Brockton. And, we're hosting that school supply and family fun day, and they're going to be stuffing backpacks for kids with free donated supplies. We'll have people there, and we'll make sure that we try to help the kids and get them the things that they need for they start the school year.
And if people want information about any of these programs or want to talk to somebody in your office, what's the best way for them to contact you?
The best way is always to either call at 508-584-8120 or go on PlymouthDA.com. That's PlymouthDA.com. Everything that we do, we try to get out there, whether it be in preventative, pre-crime, or even what happens with our cases themselves, which is really the gist of our job.
Thank you very much. That's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. We'll be back with traffic and weather right after this.